Welcome to the media ministry of Crossroads Church Aspen. We hope you enjoy today's message. To learn more about Crossroads, visit our website at ccaspen.com.
Amen. Amen. So many of you may already know if you've been in tune with this series, but Steve's been in a series on spirit people and becoming a healthy word and spirit community. And what does that look like? And so I'm just going to continue that this morning and touch on a few things, mainly our purpose of being spirit people, all right? And it's not hey, chasing after external things, gold dust, fluffy language, any of this type of stuff, but it's something that takes place in here that manifests externally, that God is interested in. Okay, and so we're going to be talking about some of those purposes and what that looks like for fellowship, okay, reconciliation, sanctification, and mission, and how those four things play such a key role in our growth and our walk with the Lord in a place of position before Him, not a place of condition. All right, it's not a place of condition in my old self and what I've done, where I've been. You know, Becca shared a little bit about me, which you don't have enough time to listen to all these, the condition I had in my life. But I want to tell you about position, okay? And we'll talk about the difference, and it's a radical, radical difference, okay, that He's called us into. It's a supernatural position, okay? The condition is a place of natural, and we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. But I want to start out with fellowship. And I think we've all, when we hear the word fellowship, we kind of, in a natural, we kind of know what that's like. You know, men fellowship together, we hang out together, and we do weird things that women, or things that women think are weird, okay? And women fellowship together, they do things that men's like, why are they doing that? I mean, what do they get out of that, you know? And but you know, that's fellowship, right? And that's part of it. But there's a supernatural fellowship when we're in the Spirit that takes place, where there's growth that comes that is impossible for us to explain. And so this morning we want to get our minds in a place that I have to get away from this idea that I have to understand it in the natural, because the things of the Spirit are not in the natural, they're in the supernatural. Okay? And so that's where we want to be, in that position of the supernatural. And so we're going to be talking about that all morning. Just, what does it look like to be in the supernatural? You know, we serve a God who all things are possible. He can do more than we can even possibly think or imagine. Okay? So if I can't imagine it, then it must be supernatural. It must be something beyond the natural that is there that He's calling me into. All right? And so this fellowship, I just want to read these two scriptures to you. Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. All right? That's not a natural life. It's a supernatural life. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. Philippians 3:10. I love this about Paul, because Paul, for me, I can relate to him so much, although I wasn't blinded on the road to Damascus, but there was incredible radical. And I can see this in Paul, that he knows, he states this many times in Scripture. He says, I speaking from a place of just this external experience, chasing these external things all the time, all right? But he that's a fellowship, that requires a fellowship. And you know, I want to just talk a little bit about, I won't talk a lot about Jesus, but in this statement, I want to say, maybe it's something you've never heard. Maybe this is something you've never grappled with. But Jesus didn't have to go through the same process of sanctification, right, and justification that we would not sin. He never sinned. He was blameless, spotless from the time He was born, okay? Fully God, fully man, but he knew no sin. Unlike us, we knew sin, because Jesus was not born of the same seed as we were. lives, a sinful nature. But Jesus was not born of that same seed. He was born of the Holy Spirit. All right? He was born of God. And this is an illustration for us, is that our life is to look like, after we are born again, our life is to look like Jesus' life from the time he was born all the way through his life. Same seed as us. And so this Satan, all right, was not You guys follow me? Good. Okay. This is the importance. This is why when as Jesus in fellowship with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay? Does that make sense? He didn't have a desire for it because he wasn't born again. Okay? Before we come to Christ, there's not a desire there for us to be in that fellowship. But so once we are born again, there should be a desire in our hearts to want to be in fellowship. There's this hunger and desire. Don't understand that, and they try to walk. They try to compare their lives to the life of Jesus. They say, well, how am I ever going to get like that? Because they're walking in a place before born again. Something up a hill, like me carrying my son up the mountain yesterday on my back. It was just, you know, it starts to feel like that because we're trying to do it, if we're trying to do it before we're born again, because we haven't been put in the proper position to do that. Does that make sense? We have to be put in a place of position, not condition. Okay, and we'll get more. For every one of us. That is for every one of us. Let's look at I want to read this to us on the screen. It says, renewing our minds and transforming our hearts is not an external experiential chase or hyper-spiritual language life as a spiritual spectator. External signs of fruit. And the Spirit doesn't operate from a natural fleshly understanding of reality. The spiritual reality is supernatural. We are occupying a tent that is no longer ours. Okay? We'll read that in 2 Corinthians 5. We'll occupy a tent that is no longer ours. This cannot be understood with a natural mind. We are standing in a new position before God, a new creation, being transformed and renewed. Not conditional, it's positional. So let's read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says, for we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, much better. That is when we die and leave this earthly body. We will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing, for we will put on heavenly bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan inside these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. Swallowed up by life. Amen. Our bodies are dying. This body is dying. Your body's dying. Okay? Does anybody not believe that? That's foundational. We have to. These bodies are dying. We spend so much time focusing on this, the natural, our bodies. It's going to go. What a waste. What a waste. supernatural is the restoring, is he created a new and restored in me a new person, reconciled me. God himself has prepared us for this. And as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. It's a guarantee. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we Jesus is sincere, and I hope you know this too. Are we commending ourselves to you again? No, we are giving you a reason to be proud of us so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. Interesting, he's talking about that people are bragging about, and they're bragging about their ministry. That is not to be over ourselves. If it seems we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God. And if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. We believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. All right, we got to get over ourselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. Now, how differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new. Amen. We've got to grasp the fact that we are no sickness doesn't define who I am. I am the person in position. I am in a position righteous before God, holy. Talking about healing and deliverance, and again, we're in a position of condition that we're not receiving that inheritance. We're not receiving the gifts, the eternal blessings and pleasures that God has given us to walk in right now in a supernatural place here on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We cannot fight from a place of condition. It is a place of fear. It is a place of I'm not equipped. I'm not ready. I'm not meant to do this. I'm not called. That is not what he's got for us. He's got a place of position for us. Okay? That's okay? Radical, radical difference. Condition. I think I can't do it. Condition. I feel like I'm stuck. Condition. I feel like I'm just in bond. Is these things are pressing on me from the outside, but I'm not, that's not who I am. Okay, I'm a super conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Okay? So I overcome these things by the power of the blood, right? By the power of this is where, okay, that's the cue. You should be jumping up and down. Come on. But look, I don't want to force it. It's just the last couple weeks about Romans 7 to Romans 8. We're not to be in a Roman when there's no freedom. There's no freedom in that. I'm in bondage. I'm pressed down and held down. Okay? A place of position of righteousness. I understand my identity in Christ, and I understand that I've been called and I've been given this mission of reconciliation, which we'll talk about. But I've been given this so that I can carry out the works that Jesus did. Okay? I'm standing here because someone's done that in my life. Other people will be standing here because you will do that in their life. If your relationships are all in this condition and you're pursuing things from this place, your vocation, your work, whatever it is, from a place of condition, then you're no different than the rest of the world. Okay? But if you're in a place of position, you're radically different. You're a new creation. Okay? Choose to stand over here. Choose to stand here. Amen? Reconciliation. Gosh. I was talking to someone earlier, and it's a common with and so often people stand and just have healing to step in this place rather than being the first person to step in this place of position and forgive that other person. So you get what you get is these two. You get these two people. Let's just use a marriage for example. One or the other did something to offend the other one, and you're just sitting there waiting on them to come and ask for forgiveness. All right. Okay. Not in a place of position where there's freedom, where you can say, "Look, forgive me. Hey, I'm sorry that these things happened." And start on a path of reconciliation. Okay? Make sense? So, the importance of being a spirit person, I'm just going to read on the screen, the importance of being a spirit person is that this new life or new person can grow more spiritually mature, like Him, like God, like Jesus, right? Once we start to grow spiritually, then we are able to help others come to Christ and grow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that spiritual growth and maturity can take place in my life. It doesn't have to wait until I get myself right and get myself into a position. I can step into that position because of what Jesus has done. I don't have to do anything. Nothing I do is going to make me stand in that position or deserve to stand in that position. It's because of what Jesus has done. So it's a free gift that's been given to me to stand here. All right? It's kind of like somebody's handing you a lottery check and you're choosing not to take it. Okay, this is greater than any blessing than we could ever possibly think or imagine, and we have to get grasp of this from a supernatural, right? From a supernatural Spirit of God, that supernatural understanding that I am standing and I can understand His grace, His mercy. Can you see the radical difference that would make in your life to pursue God and to be, all right? Today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6. Let me read chapter 5, verse 16 for us real quick. And so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know Him now. Again. Oops. Sorry. Can you see the fellowship in that? The reconciliation that's taken place? The sanctification that's been going on? The spiritual maturity that's growing? How differently we know Him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God. Yeah, thank you. All of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. We've got to get over ourselves. This is not, you know, this is not some just the pastor's job. It's not just someone's on leadership's job. This word says that everyone who has been reconciled. This is not just, hey, I'm going to come and sit in church on Sunday, okay, and then just go on. Every one of our lives is possible from when we stand in this place of position and not in a place of condition. Oh, woe is me. What's happening to me? Why is this stuff happening? I keep hitting this thing. I keep hitting these walls. I keep doing this, that, and the other, all right, when I don't want to do it. Okay, Paul describes that, you know, that struggle between the spirit and the struggle and the battle that's going on between our sinful nature and the spirit. We are to step in this place where our spirit is overcoming that darkness. Okay? Every one of us have been called into this beautiful mission, beautiful responsibility, exciting responsibility to see someone come to Christ, to see someone grow in the Lord, to see someone walking in the promises that he declares over us and gives us. Amen? This is supernatural. I think I've said that. It happens like that. It can happen like that. We can't get our mind wrapped around this. Don't even try. Because you're not going to in the natural to reveal and renew my mind so that I can understand what this looks like. Okay? Stop struggling in the natural and step into the supernatural position of righteousness and power and holiness that we can have spiritual maturity. Amen? I just want to read this to us. One gauge to see if we're correctly pursuing this fellowship is to assess if we are seeing a continual growth in spiritual maturity in him. If not, then likely we're just looking for an experience and not growth. The experience should correctly be in fellowship and bring us growth. If no growth, then likely no fellowship and therefore a misplaced spiritual pursuit. Okay? It's never intended by God for us to be on the spiritual pursuit without a fellowship with him. All right? If there's no fellowship, there's not going to be any growth, not the proper growth. Okay? That's a constant thing that we are to be in with him. And all of this ties in with the responsibility, the goal, and the mission, commission of reconciliation. Amen? If our spiritual growth is not helping others, then it is not being used as intended. There is no I in this commission of reconciliation. So often we can focus just on my own things, my own what's going on in my own life, all right? But there's we've got to get over ourselves. This is not about I. Okay? This is about God. This is about what he wants. What he wants to see in the body of Christ and what he wants to see us, how he wants to see us grow and be empowered and walk into his promises. If we're not using the spiritual growth, helping others, it's not being used as intended. And as we gather here today, today is the day of salvation. As God's partners, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, as God's partners, verse 1, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that I can grow. Today is the day that sanctification can start taking place in my life, if it hasn't. Today is the day I can start walking in the position. All right? Today is the day I can get set free. from bondage. Today is a day I can be healed. Today is a day. All these things are possible today. All of these things. Well, you can't even imagine what's possible, as the scripture says. Today is today. That I can imagine. Today is the day. It is possible today. As I said earlier, it'd be a tragedy if we walked out of here today and something didn't take place in our heart. It'd be a tragedy if we walked out of here just, you know, gaining a little bit of intellect. It's all part of it, but this is what God is primarily focused on, is to walk, and that's available to every single person. Every single person with your Holy Spirit. I want to walk empowered to do this ministry of reconciliation. Okay? Which is what we want to close with, just talking about mission. Now, don't get nervous. I'm not going to ask you to go to India. Although you can. We've got a trip planned for that. But that's the wrong definition of mission. It's part of it, right? Acts 1:8 says that that the Holy Spirit will come upon us, and that we will go into Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, proclaiming his good news. Amen? It's not just India. You know what? It's in here. It's in my living room. It's with my wife. It's with my children. It's with my neighbors. It's with my colleagues. There's no shortage of the need for reconciliation, is there? Does anybody need to really grapple with that one? Look around, okay? We are called to be the reconcilers. Set out on mission, okay? What does this look like? What does this look like? There's no intended missional separation between those who are preaching the gospel, the fullness of the kingdom, and those who have just come to Christ and the Holy Spirit has come upon them. Mission is not just for the professional Christian. All right? As a matter of fact, there should not be a professional Christian. Okay? Their mission is the same. It's the same. To live in the face of death for the reconciliation of others. Paul's willingness to suffer. May know the power of God. His willingness. God is in the business of reconciliation. The commission of reconciling others to him has been given to everyone. I'm going to close with this . So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted . I want you to think about that, okay? That after that has greater significance. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. Paul understood that the greater joy, the joy of somebody's eternal salvation, the eternal life for them was greater than any threat of death. Dying position of righteousness. There's no fear of death. I'm a super conqueror. Yeah. All right. Now, if it was so fragile, wouldn't it break if the slightest thing hit it? That nothing, it can push us down, but it can't keep us down. Okay, it can come against us, it can attack us, but it can't harm us. Amen. Because we're staying in place of position. Over here, I'm trembling of things that are going to happen. Okay, over here, I don't care. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day I can step from here to here. It's as simple as that. If you've been struggling, as we close out, as I said earlier, it would be a tragedy if I didn't take a step towards this position, to where I'm empowered, where I'm set free, where I'm because I want to be used by God. I want to have fellowship with Him. I want to grow spiritually and mature and walk in His gifts and walk in His blessings, walk in His favor. Amen. I want to step in this place, which is in a light that is just, guys, it's unimaginable. It's unimaginable what as we close and worship this last song, I just want to give the invitation that happening in the Bible. Okay? I don't see that happening in a child of God, that where we can't celebrate the fact that I'm standing in this position. There's no way you're okay. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Not a show. Okay. So I want to invite you in this last time, if you want to tell somebody about what you've experienced in your heart, to go and tell them. Tell somebody in here. Make it tangible. Make it real. Don't just keep it internal. Let it come out. Show your emotion. For this time, we're so grateful for this gift of salvation, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord, for you desire to do and thank you that today is the day of salvation. We thank you that today we are no longer in fear. Today we are no longer in bondage. Today, Lord, we are standing in a position of righteousness before you. And God, I pray that you would reveal that to us supernaturally, Lord. I pray now, Lord, let this be, Lord, I invite your Holy Spirit to convict us on this now, Lord God, that we would walk and step in this. That no we be known as a church on mission of reconciliation, sharing your gospel. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. To hear other messages or learn more about Crossroads Church, visit our website at ccaspen.com.